Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Indians relief pitcher Dan Otero. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We're fantastic.
Awesome, man.
I mean, but, well, you listen, it's 30 degrees here. What is it, like 85 there today?
You don't want to know. I don't think I'm supposed to divulge that information, but
no.
It's 78, partly cloudy. 78, that's not bad.
70, not bad. It's been cool, right, though? The early spring, it's been a little cool there, hasn't it?
I mean, it's all relative.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it gets down in the 40s in the morning because it's the desert, and then it gets to the 65, 70 range in the middle of the day. So
yeah,
it's hard to complain about.
I'll tell you, I feel so bad for you guys having to deal with that 40-degree weather in the morning. That's real tough.
I believe it.
So, Dan, how's camp going for you personally? How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm not getting the results I want right now, but I'm definitely throwing the ball well, and I think I'm progressing in the right direction. So, you know, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to the season.
You know, you talk about the results, and, you know, from a fan, like fans, I often say to fans, I'm like, don't read too much into results. Maybe if it's a guy coming back from injury or it's a young player, a guy like you, for me personally, like, if you struggle in spring training, I'm going to kind of blow that off. Do you blow it off?
Well, I appreciate that, but I definitely don't blow it off. I still
okay.
want to go get outs. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
It's still very frustrating you're not performing. You know, you always want to put up a zero. But at the same time, you still are working on some things and working through some kinks. So you just have to remind yourself that it's not April yet or March 28th. And I think we'll all be ready to go when the season does start.
When you go out there, Dan, is there something like you're like, today I'm working on this specific pitch. I'm only working on this.
Kind of. You know, like for instance, last night I hadn't really thrown many breaking pitches up until last night. So I told myself at some point, throw back-to-back breaking pitches to start my bat. And
right.
I did. You know, so I was very happy with that. And they were both good pitches. So, you know, I took a positive out of last night, and then hopefully I can put a whole outing together where it's a good one, and then string three or four together in the next couple weeks.
We're talking with Indians relief pitcher Dan Otero. Dan, you know, back in the day, you know, many, many years ago, baseball players went to spring training to get in shape because maybe a lot of them had jobs, you know, other jobs in the offseason. That doesn't exist anymore. I assume most guys come to spring training already in shape, maybe not in baseball shape, but in shape. Do you think spring training should be shorter? Should there be a week or two less, or no? Is it good?
I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I know position players get really antsy.
Yeah.
At the beginning of spring training, because they don't like playing just three innings.
Yeah.
And with the length of spring training, you can't really have them play five or six innings right off the bat. So I think some of them get a little anxious. I know Lindor hates playing only three innings. Like, he's not. I want to go play. I want to go win.
Of course.
You know, so I think they probably would like it a little shorter. But I think it's good. I think it's a good length. And it's a whole other season for the fans. You know, they come out to Arizona or Florida and they enjoy themselves.
Hey, how's Carl Wills treating you?
He's good. Other than him being a UNC fan, we get along real well.
Is that a big problem? I mean,
well, you know, I went to Duke.
Yeah, sure.
He's a big Tar Heel fan. So
yeah.
He reminds me every day that he doesn't like my kind, and I don't like his kind. And once we get past that, then we can talk pitching.
Hey, how much of a difference is it between him and Mickey Callaway? Is it tough? Do you guys have a good relationship?
No, I think everybody's getting along with Carl great, and he had been here before, so he knew all the coaches in the front office, so it made the transition, I think, pretty smooth. Obviously, it's a different personality and a different voice, so I think it's still going to take some time maybe for everybody once the season does start, but you know, I think it's going to work out very well for us. And, you know, I think Mickey has his hands full in New York.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a hell of a pitching staff that hasn't been able to stay healthy. So he's got to be able to deal with that. You know, I'm curious, speaking of the you brought up the Mets. So, you know, I got to say, Dan, that I, as a diehard baseball fan, I'm a little bothered by Tim Tebow playing baseball because I think he's been given an opportunity only because his name, and he's been promoted without earning it. And as a diehard baseball fan, I guess
stop being a get off my lawn guy.
That's my feeling on it, Dan. What do you think, Dan, about
Tebow
playing baseball?
And he's happy for him.
You know what? He didn't sign himself, so somebody had to sign him.
That's
and
right.
He's progressing well, and I've never faced him. I hope I'd never get to face him because I don't want to be the guy that gives up a hit to Tebow in the big leagues. You know, but I don't know if he'll make it up, but I know he definitely worked hard from what I've read and stuff like that. So you know, I think it's good for baseball. It brings notoriety to the game, and hopefully he does well.
Bull's rolling his eyes over there.
Because baseball has so many great stars, Dan. I mean, on your team alone, there's so many great young stars
Bull,
in the game.
If
baseball's got to promote its own stars better. The league has to do a better job
fine,
of promoting their stars.
It's fine, but Tebow's not going to play if he's not
that's
good
a whole
enough.
Other conversation.
Yeah. Don't you agree? Doesn't baseball need to promote their stars better, Dan?
I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on, I mean, we still have Jake Arrieta, Lance Lynn, Alex Cobb, Mike Moustakas, Carlos Gonzalez, Jonathan Lucroy. Maybe we have bad feelings about him, but the rest. That's six guys that should never still be free agents. Now there's a few others. Greg Holland. What do you make of what's happened this offseason?
I'm gonna have to sidestep this question probably because it's not something I really want to get into.
And, fair enough.
I definitely want to worry about the people we have in our clubhouse that we're excited about. I know a lot of players have their opinions on that, but they're good players, and hopefully they come to an agreement with the team. But I want to really focus on what we have here.
Fair enough. Let's talk about what you have here, what you have there, and obviously one guy you don't is Brian Shaw, who leaves the team. So it's an opportunity for other guys to step up. Talk about the loss of Brian. I know you lost Joe Smith too, but Brian's been there for a number of years, and you know what the bullpen looks like to you right now in terms of replacing his innings.
Yeah, we're going to miss him, especially off the field. You know, he brought a lot to the team other than just what he did on the field. You know, he was a great personality, a great friend to a lot of guys here. So, he's already missed. But at the same time, I think we've all kind of moved on, and we wish him well in Colorado. And there's a lot of guys here that can help in that role. It may not be one guy. It may be a combination of two or three. But we still have arguably two of the best back-end relievers in the game. And that's always nice to lean on. And so I think we're all excited about the opportunities that lie ahead of us down in the bullpen. But like I said, it's always nice when you have Andrew and Cody in the back that can kind of mop things up when needed.
Well, we're talking with Dan Otero from the Indians. Dan, Mike Napoli's back with the club, at least it's in spring training. It's kind of a weird situation. They're kind of hooking him up with an opportunity, Tito is. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the guys are kind of happy to have him back.
Absolutely. No, I think when he came in, I think there were smiles on ear to ear from everybody in the clubhouse that played with him a couple years ago. And no, having him and Raj back, it was almost like I think Chisenhall said when they were getting the band back together.
Yeah.
And, those two guys are awesome people. So just to have them around for however long it is, it's really cool to see. And I think it's a testament to how good our front office is and caring about people and not just, us on a piece of paper.
I think it's a great point. I think the Indians do that really well. Obviously, you have the right manager for that, too. We're talking with Dan Otero, Indians relief pitcher. Dan, when you look at the Yonder Alonso, one of the guys who's a new guy, totally new guy to the team, hit a bomb yesterday against the Cubs last night. What's he going to bring to the club? What do you make of him so far?
I've known Yonder since his freshman year in high school. I pitched against him back when I was in high school, also in Miami, and he was always one of those guys that you're like, oh, this guy's going to make it. He can hit, and I think last year was a big year for him in doing it at the big league level. And he's already meshing really well with our clubhouse. So I think that's going to be an easy transition for him. And what he does defensively around the bag, too, I think fans are going to see how good he is with his hands.
Yep.
And saving some errors maybe from Lindor or Ramirez. Granted, they don't make many bad throws, but when they do, he might be there to help them out. So he's a huge addition. And I think he's going to become a fan favorite, I think, pretty quickly.
Let's talk about another new coach on this team, and that's Scott Acheson, who, even when he was playing, looked like he was about 55. Now he's the bullpen coach. You know, for those who don't know, and as much as I love baseball, I want more info on this too. Talk about the job of the bullpen coach, and like what they do with you on a daily basis.
They're like our pitching coach.
Okay.
that's the way I've always looked at it. You know, our bullpen coach, whoever it is, JB, the last couple of years, who we really loved.
Yeah.
You know, that's who we spend our time with during the game. And that's 3.5 sometimes hours, you know, every night. And we're talking baseball sometimes, but others, we're just talking. You get to know each other. And he's kind of like our pitching coach. So I think it's a very important job, and I think we're excited about having Ash down there.
You know, I think if you look at, you know, him and why I feel like a guy like him is an interesting coach is because he was like a late draft pick. I want to say he was like 38th round or 40th round or something like that. He was in the minors for a long time. It didn't make the majors until he was 28 years old. Not unlike you, right? You made your big, what were you, 27 when you made your big league debut, right? So, I mean, you weren't a high draft pick either. I mean, he was, you know, later than you, but still, you know, you're a grinder, and you've now developed into a really very good major league relief pitcher. And I think guys like that, you know, the grind they went through, to me, it would seem like it could help guys in the bullpen get through that grind.
Absolutely. He can bring a lot to the table mentally because, you know, that's a big part of being a reliever is mentally staying strong throughout the course of the year. And I think he can definitely bring a lot of that with all his experience, whether it was, you know, always being on a minor league deal, making a team out of camp, or pitching in Japan for a couple of years, you know, and then establishing himself as a 33, 34-year-old at Boston for Tito. So, you know, there's a lot of relationships that he has with our coaching staff, too, which makes it easy. And then he played with some of these guys a couple of years ago. You know,
right.
So I think that's going to be an easy transition again.
Dan, who's the toughest guy you have to pitch against?
To have to pitch against?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You get up there like, oh, bleep.
I don't know if I want to say that. I don't want to give hitters any credit.
It's true.
That's okay.
No, I mean, there are so many good players, but
got to give us one.
Yeah, there's always one that gets me is Adrian Beltre. I never know what he's thinking. He can go down to a knee and hit a home run. He can hit a ball. He can hit balls over his head. He can hit balls 6 inches off the plate, away or in. So he's just a pain in the butt facing.
Yeah, there's no shame in struggling with Adrian
Not
Beltre. Guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Guy's
exactly.
a stud. So, Dan, all right, who is the class clown of the Indians right now in the locker room? Biggest clown.
Oh, man, right now.
Yeah.
Openly or kind of the hidden class clown?
All right, give us one of each.
We have a few.
Yeah.
I might be voted the class clown openly.
Really?
Kind of rip on everybody.
Nice.
But the secretive guy is always Corey Kluber. You know, he's sneaky. And nobody really gets it. But usually when there's a prank or something, he's behind it. Nobody really guesses him.
You know, it's so funny because maybe Corey just hates us in the media because he's, to be honest, he's so ridiculously good, it's absurd. He's not a particularly great interview because he doesn't like to share a lot, but I've heard that from a lot of people that know him personally, that he's got a great personality, and yet he's probably, to be honest, one of the worst interviews of any player because there's a lot of great interviews. You're great. A lot of guys on this team. He just, I don't know, maybe he just hates us in the media.
I'm going to tell him you said that, or now that he hears me saying this about him, he may pull a prank on me, so let's keep that between us.
All right. Well, we love him. I mean, the guy's ridiculously good. So
he's ridiculous.
As a relief pitcher, do you watch a great starter and say, this is ridiculous? Like, how much are you watching that?
Well, when he pitches, we put our feet up.
Yeah.
And we get ready for the next game.
Yeah.
And then when Carrasco pitches, we usually have Chicken and Miller ready. You know,
right.
By the time he's done, it's already the eighth inning. So,
yeah.
You know, I think as good as, you know, the bullpen we may have had the last couple of years, it's always a testament to how good the starting pitchers are. And, you know, the bullpen's only as good as the starting pitchers, and we have one of the best starting staffs, if not the best in the game.
Last thing, you mentioned Lindor before, and obviously he and Ramirez, you know, are the two young superstar hitters on this team. And, you know, Ramirez, you know, to the average fan, and really came out of nowhere. He wasn't a top prospect like Lindor was, but he's been so impressive. Talk about what the youth and energy and talent from those two guys bring to the club.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said they're two of the best young hitters. I would take it a step further and say two of the best young players. You know, defensively,
definitely.
They're also at the top of each position. You know, I think Hosey was, third in Gold Glove at third base last year, and he also played probably a Gold Glove caliber second base when he was over there the second half of the year. So what he can do is remarkable. And I don't think he really surprised anybody a couple of years ago when he did take off, because what he did in the minor leagues here, from what I heard, But I've only seen him the last 2 years, and he obviously hasn't disappointed at all the last 2 years. And then Lindor's on another level. He can be one of those transcendent players in the game, and he's well on his way to that. So I'm very fortunate to say that I've, you know, been able to play with a couple guys like that.
Now, my St. John's Red Storm, Dan, beat your Duke Blue Devils during the season. Yeah. Unfortunately, my team stinks. I don't know how the hell they beat Duke. How far are they going in the tourney?
St. John's is, I don't think.
No, not St. John's.
Oh,
Duke.
You're talking about Duke.
Yeah. They're not going. Duke's going.
I don't know. I usually have them losing in my bracket around the Elite Eight.
Okay.
But this year, I don't know. They're a young team. It's tough to predict. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. Hopefully they go Final Four and something good can happen, but we'll see.
Hey, Dan, we can't wait for the start of the season, man. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.